I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. I'm speaking with Dan Hess, reporter for Mountain Express. Dan, thanks for coming in today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Matt. Pleasure to be here.
Well, the county commissioner's got some new information on the opioid crisis that's taking place at a meeting last week. What sorts of numbers were they presented that shows this crisis is not slowing down in any fashion?
Well, what we know are visits from the hospital to the hospital emergency department are up 173% for January through August of 2017 compared to the same time period, 2016. So that's telling us that 230 people from January to August of this year have visited an emergency department in Buncombe County due to an opioid-related overdose, compared to 84 such incidents in the previous year. So that's telling us more people are showing up at the hospital, which tells us more people aren't showing up at the hospital and largely experiencing overdoses in the community as well. Fortunately, or unfortunately, Narcan has sort of become one of those words people are becoming more familiar with, and that is easily accessible through a lot of places. And a lot of times the drug users have that on themselves, and a lot of their friends and family have it as well, so that they can overdose. And excuse me, I should backtrack. Narcan is an overdose reversal drug, and so it's easy to use once you've had brief training, fairly easy to access, and a lot of drug users have that. So we know a lot of people are probably using that in their house, other places as well. But the uptick in hospital visits should be an alarm, because we know that's not the whole story.
Right, and these are just numbers. There's a whole lot more to these numbers than just the numbers. What are some of the things behind this? Particularly, again, you're saying hospital visits. So what's the significance of hospital visits as opposed to people who, first responders, are seeing overdosing on this? What's the significance of hospital visits being so high?
I'm not sure I can answer that specifically, but what I can say is that a lot of time drug users do have a fear of going to a hospital in such a situation due to potential legal repercussions. So it tells us that there is a seriousness to this, a gravity of sorts, that says that the brush with the law isn't a deterrent to the health risk, and people are being exposed and ingesting too much of it, that the fear of jail time or whatever isn't deterring them from taking their friends to the hospital. It shows us that there's a lot of people doing this. And that's another thing is, I did a previous in-depth piece on opioid use, as we saw that as an emerging issue this year. And one of the thrusts of that was looking at it as a health issue rather than a criminal issue. And that is one of the things people are trying to make common and let people know, that the people that are overdosing on opioids, this isn't people under the bridge, scuzzy people you'd walk by twice. This is the high school football athlete who breaks his foot or his arm. This is your grandmother who has a fall. And all of these people, they get prescribed the opioids, and perhaps they don't have the front-loaded education. Perhaps they just don't think that the addiction can happen to them. But it shows us that the people that we know, the people in our neighborhoods, the people that we work with, these numbers show people you know are struggling with addiction and potentially on the verge of overdose.
What are some of the other stories behind these numbers that you heard at the meeting?
The story why we're talking about this at a Buncombe County Commission meeting is, it is a unified front, all four Democrats and three Republicans. No one is even balking at putting the money and the resources behind this. And so that's the story right there, is that this has absolute bipartisan support. This is a top priority. Probably ask every commissioner, and they'd say it's top three, if not the top one. So that itself tells you that this is not one group saying, hey, we might have an issue, and another group saying, I'm not sure, we need more numbers. The statistics are there, the stories are there. And to me, the story is, when you have a unified front, that obviously this is affecting a lot of people in Buncombe County.
The numbers keep going up. What's that being attributed to?
Well, to bring the numbers down, you've got to have multi-pronged things happen. You've got to have public awareness, not just for our general population getting prescribed the drugs, but to the prescribers themselves. Commissioners would like, and I think a lot of people in the community would like, doctors to perhaps wane the amount of initial opioids that they give. And along with that, one, present the facts that this is an opioid. This is not just an Oxycontin, a Percocet, a name brand painkiller. This is an opioid heroin derivative. And as such, it contains a highly addictive price tag along with it. So not only do we need the people getting the prescriptions to be more educated, there is a big thrust for people in the community and our commissioners to have the doctors to not just front load the information, weighing the prescriptions, but thirdly, potentially present alternatives. Say, here's a painkiller to get you through the day, and there's a term called a blister pack, and I believe it's an Advil and a Tylenol, and their two active ingredients mix and sort of help form a opioid painkiller type effect as well. But ultimately, what we're looking at is a narrative that involves a lot of people.
So also the possibility of some legal action coming in here. The state has looked at this. What is the county looking at legal action-wise?
Right. So not just North Carolina, but attorneys general across the United States are now, with this glut of opioids being prescribed, it's not just Western North Carolina. It's not just North Carolina. This is, I think, fair to say, a national epidemic. People are seeing these numbers. They're seeing it dwindle down into heroin use. And so with that, you look at, well, where do the pills come from? Ultimately, someone's making the pills. And with that, the Buncombe County commissioners are following North Carolina, North Carolina's Attorney General Josh Stein's lead, and basically saying when there is a class action suit, if there is a law firm willing to step forward, we are on board and ready to put our full weight and support behind such lawsuits. And ultimately, I think the goal would be to bring resources via money to help combat the opioid crisis, whether that be expansion of treatment centers, expansion of public awareness, and other areas that need to be done. But as you can see, it's not just education. There needs to be treatment. There are people addicted. There are different types of people addicted. There are mothers and children addicted. That brings its own suite of needs, from weaning children that are born as addicts to getting mothers clean so they can properly raise their children, taking the stress off of social services. So there's a lot of ripple effects, and I'm not sure we completely know how far the reach goes. I do think at this point, getting back to the commissioners unanimously approving the resolution saying we are ready to move forward with the lawsuit as soon as the opportunity presents itself, says that they're ready to look at the people making the pills and say, you are responsible, and now it's time for you to bring resources into the communities to fight this.
Something else that was looked at this meeting on an unrelated but related topic is medicinal marijuana and medicinal cannabis. What were the commissioners discussing? What's sort of the latest with that? This is something you've written about before, too.
Right. Well, it wasn't actually discussed, and this is an interesting group. The North Carolinians for Medicinal Rights have used the open public comment period, where you have 3 minutes to discuss any issue on the agenda, not on the agenda. And the last 3 months, this group has showed up in mass and continued to urge county commissioners to sign a letter of support that they are then going to pass on to North Carolina lawmakers. Now, ultimately, this is a state issue. This has to be approved by the North Carolina General Assembly. That said, the more local municipalities that say, we are putting our weight behind this, research shows that no one has overdosed from marijuana alone. Research shows that in some cases, it's a stand-in for opioids. In other cases, it's a supplement to opioids. It helps show lawmakers that they are serious about this, and so it can help make a difference. So this has been really interesting to see. I've never actually seen a group continue to hammer away during the open public comment session and get results in this way. Now, it should be said that this was not a unified front. The four Democrats signed the letter, and the three Republicans abstained. Now, I've not followed up with any of the commissioners to ask pros and cons on why. In a previous story, I did specifically speak with Commissioner Mike Fryer, who did not sign it, and he has his own hesitations on medicinal marijuana, chief amongst them just being he worries it becomes a drug for a drug, and worries that it becomes like a methadone. So there's still some people that haven't bought into it yet, but there were enough for the group to say now we have a majority of the Buncombe County commissioners that want our state lawmakers to take this serious and approve it.
The reason I brought it up is there is some overlap between these two issues of opioids and medicinal marijuana and cannabis, correct?
There are changing attitudes towards medicinal marijuana in North Carolina. There is an overwhelming majority that support medicinal marijuana. Recreational, there is not support for it. But on the medicinal front, I think what we're seeing is the research is showing in communities where there is medicinal marijuana, opioid overdoses, opioid-related deaths all go down. People say, I want an alternative. And that alternative for a lot of people is medicinal marijuana. Now, the jury's out. Is medicinal marijuana a one-to-one for opioids and painkillers in every use? What I'm hearing is no, but it's a tool in the toolkit. For some people, it can be. For some people, it really is a safe alternative in regards to having the fear of addiction. And so what it does is, in the communities that have it, in the states that have it, which is 28, along with Washington, D.C., I believe, at this point, it just gives them another option. It gives them more of a conversation to say, now you could use medicinal marijuana or painkillers, and then you unpack. So when you have a choice, there's more to unpack versus when you say, Dan, you just broke your foot, here's these painkillers. There's no conversation really to have there. So when you say, well, you could have this, you could have this, you could have this, then you wonder, well, what are the pros and cons?
Dan Hess of Mountain Express, thank you so much for coming in today and talking about this very, very important issue in our community.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time.